A lot of people have a tough time with prayer, especially on that grim day. For a lot of people, this is a grim day. I think it's a great day. Some people think it's a grim day when they find out that prayer does not change anything. When people find out that God's will is set in stone and that God told the end from the beginning, they realize that everything is set. Why pray? And a lot of people stop praying at that time. Many people I know have asked me, why should I pray if everything is predetermined? Well, God made sure that we have this little thing called the bubble of ignorance where we don't know what's going to happen next. And so that keeps us needing to talk to somebody. And sometimes people don't want to listen to you. They don't want to listen to all your concerns, all your problems. But God does. He's got giant ears. If you can see him, he's got ears like Dumbo, this deity of ours. And he can't wait to hear what's happening to you. So you can tell him what's happening to you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want. Philippians 4:6 is a good one. I probably read this to you before. I wasn't planning on going here. But was that after Ephesians? Yeah. I was just kidding. I know where it is. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So you have to let God know what's happening to you. Let him know what you want. And the result of this is the peace of God that is superior to every frame of mind shall be garrisoning your hearts. I actually mentioned this verse in yesterday's video about the peace of God. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say that when you make your requests known to God, then God will give you everything you want. It doesn't say that. Otherwise, God would be a celestial sugar daddy. But no. But it relieves you. I mean, what more could you want that you've given your request to the sovereign of the universe who has the power to do anything, the power to grant your request, but only if it's in accord with his will. And that's when we come to 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14. This is a Paul-John tag team. Okay? This is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we should be requesting anything according to his will, he is hearing us. Now what John means there, it's not that he doesn't hear us even if it's not according to our will. It's that he's hearing us in like, yes, that will happen. That will happen if it's in accord with his will. And his will is immutable. It can't be changed. He decided before the foundations or the disruption of the world, he decided that it was not going to rain tomorrow. Okay? So you can pray your brains out for it to rain tomorrow. And I guarantee you, it will not rain. Okay? But if you pray for it to not rain, then lo and behold, your prayer is going to, watch the air quotes, come true. Your prayer came true. Why? Because God thought you had a good idea. And he said,
I was planning to not have rain. I was planning for it to rain all day. But now that this person is so sincere and they gathered with other believers in a prayer circle, I guess I'll have to make it rain. Change the plan.
No, this doesn't happen with God. We wouldn't want it to happen. Didn't Jim Carrey make a movie like this? What was that Jim Carrey movie when he plays God? And he's sitting there granting everybody's prayers. He just says yes to all of them. And of course, that would cause a giant, impossible conflict because everybody's praying for different things, right? Especially when the Steelers play the Patriots or the Browns play the Bengals or Army plays Navy. All these epic rivalries, everybody's praying for their own team. Well, the team that prays according to God's will, their prayers will be heard, i.e. they will be answered, because it's in accord with his will, right? You look which way the wind's blowing and you go that way, and guess what? You'll have smooth sailing. But when you're going against the wind, when you're constantly bucking against what God wants, you're going to be frustrated your entire life. This is why it pays to find out what God's doing. It pays to find out what his plan is. There's a point where Paul asked one of the Ecclesiastes, I don't remember which one, to pray for me that my mouth may be opened with boldness, that I may be going a foreword to herald the evangel to the nations. Well, God told him already back on the day of his conversion that that's exactly what he would do. So Paul was asking people to pray in accord with what God already told Paul would happen. Why would Paul do that? Because it's fun to go with a tailwind. Yes. I bicycled across the country twice. And let me tell you, it's much easier to bicycle with the wind than against the wind. Speaking of bicycles, I read a book by a guy named Lloyd Sumner, and this guy bicycled around the world. His book was called The Long Ride. And in this book, he relayed how he had to get on a ship to go from one continent to another. Maybe he was going from Africa to South America. And he felt like he was cheating. So he said, I'm going to ride my bike. How's he going to do that, you say? Well, he decided to coast on their ship. The ship was rolling with the waves, right? The ship had a pattern in accordance with the swells of the water, which are also predetermined by God. Lloyd Sumner figured out how to time his coast so that he was coasting for like 2 hours. He'd ride down and then up and then down and then up, and his feet never touched the ground for 2 hours. That is praying in accord with God's will. Determine what's going to happen. This is why God gives us scripture and tells us what he wants to do. Then all of a sudden your prayers, it seems like your friends are like, wow, this guy is a praying genius. Things he prays for come true. Air quotes again. Well, that person has learned to pray in accord with God's will. I remember the story of someone who had, as a habit, political bumper stickers on his car. And the bumper stickers, all the candidates that were promoted by this guy's bumper stickers won. This guy had all the winners on his car, and somebody asked him, wow, every bumper sticker you put on your car, the candidate wins. How do you do it? The guy said, I put the bumper stickers on after the election. That's it. That's it. Suddenly, you're a genius. Here's how to become a genius. Pray in accord with God's will. John says this is the boldness which we have. Somebody who asks for a new car or a new house or to get this job or to get this woman for a wife, and they pray, they don't pray with much boldness. And of course the Christians would say, that's why you didn't get what you prayed for. You're supposed to pray with boldness. You're supposed to have faith. And you're supposed to pretty much snap your finger like this. And God's supposed to do what you want him to do. Anybody with any sense will realize that God is not a celestial sugar daddy. And this is not going to happen. But we have incredible boldness when, for instance, we pray for the salvation of all humanity. Because God says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10, that he is the Savior of all humanity. But that is a bold prayer. And you might ask, well, why would I want to pray that when I know it's already going to happen? Because it's fun to go with a winner. That's why. It's fun to ride with the tailwind instead of constantly bucking what God might not even want. There's a verse somewhere in the Psalms that says, God will give you the desires of your heart. I had a friend in Virginia one time, and he thought that desires was a noun. Yeah, he thought God would give you the desires of your heart, like the thing that you desired, desire as a noun. That car is my desire. That job is my desire. That Italian suit is my desire. And he assumed God would give them to him. No, my friend from Virginia, that's a frickin' verb. God will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you what you ought to desire. He will change your desires for earthly trinkets like Italian suits and cars and jobs. What are these things compared to the epic things like the salvation of all? In Paul's day, that Paul would be granted boldness to herald the word in exact accord with what God said he would do. Talk about riding downhill. It's a beautiful thing. And it's on a such much higher level. When you're praying like that, after discerning what God's doing, after discerning what his purpose is, what his goal is, what he wants, then you have great boldness. And then you are praying in accord with his will. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you become a praying genius.